honesty, passion, experience. It's Timberwolves Explosion, hosted on the Paladino Live Network. And now, your host, Paladino Joey. Hello again, Timberwolves fans. Are you ready for the explosion of Timberwolves basketball? I am your host, Paladino Joey, or Joey Awajin. Timberwolves Explosion is available on all of your favorite podcasting apps. I thank each and every one of you once and always for downloading and listening to this show. It is a great pleasure to be back aboard with you once again today. Well, the sun is shining. It was a weird and crazy week. How do you describe the Timberwolves right now? Kind of battered. Battered, beaten, but surviving. That's pretty much how I stand with the Minnesota Timberwolves this past week as they went 500 in four games. Yes, sir. Episode 390, you can call it, as we're getting closer and closer to 400. Watch me forget to say anything on that episode. Just watch. But yeah, you'll probably get a nice image though, of a 400 though or something. But we're not here about that. We're here to talk about some crazy stuff. Obviously, the Indiana game. I mean, Anthony Edwards could have been injured three times in that game, like dead bleeping serious, and yet he hung in there, and was the hero in so many ways. Amazing night. But first of all, of course, unfortunately, yes, Karl Anthony Towns, at some point along the way, has injured his meniscus. Like, he was still playing in the games, wasn't so great, but unfortunately, so I guess it might have been kind of a wear and tear type of a thing. Maybe like just, you know, a rough landing along the way, and then just kind of like, oh, that hurt, but I guess I'm okay, and just kind of kept going with it. And but unfortunately, there was a meniscus tear along the way. There was no smoking gun event that we know about. He wasn't like helped off the court or anything like that. They just kind of were like, yeah, he was probably like, this is really sore. We got to look at it. Something along those lines, the trainers. And then apparently there is a meniscus tear, and Karl Anthony Towns will be reevaluated in a month.
Are you kidding me?
And, of course, they didn't word that all too great. Surgery and then reevaluated in a month. Yeah, so you get the idea there. But, well, at least he's getting it fixed. We're not like, oh, you know, let's just kind of keep it going. Let's see what happens, blah, blah, blah. And then find out he needs surgery anyway. And it got worse. And who knows? It might shorten his career, that type of crap. You know, you don't want to find out he has microfracture or something. And that's about it, you know. That's 33. That'd be quite sad and depressing, wouldn't it? Including losing to Sacramento and the Clippers. That was sad and depressing. The Portland win was sad and depressing as well. And the Indiana game was probably one of the better wins of the season when the Timberwolves would have to play their first of several games without Karl Anthony Towns. So we're kind of back in that again. We're back in that territory again. But as I said, the sun is shining. The Timberwolves are still first place in the Western Conference, still hanging on by the skin of our proverbial teeth. Oklahoma half game behind. Denver full game behind. So on and so forth. The Clippers, not, you know, they beat us by the skin of their proverbial teeth and because of poor execution offensively and defensively along the way by the Timberwolves. Not sure what the hell happened there. 89-88. I mean, geez, that's really messed up. The Sacramento game, you know, just kind of generally disappointing. 124-120. This was in Target Center. I don't know. It's one of those you hope they can win the game. Sacramento's dangerous. But there's no Fox. There's no De'Aaron Fox. He'd been kind of a tough one to deal with, obviously. And JaVale McGee didn't even play. But then Malik Monk comes off the bench and scores 39. It's like, ugh, he just hits shot after shot. Jaden McDaniels heard me, you know, give him a hard time on last episode. It just seems like clockwork. It does make you wonder if they actually do listen to the show sometimes, certain players. Because it's like every time I give somebody a, you know, Flynn Memorial or whatever, whatever the game is, it could be the Vikings or the Wild, they always have a really good game right afterward. It's like clockwork. I don't know what it is. Hard to imagine that Timberwolves Explosion, Brave the Wild, or Purple Mafia would affect a player, but I guess it's possible, especially in this day and age. 26 points by Jaden McDaniels, and you don't win the game? Seriously? Well, 11 points by Anthony Edwards. That's kind of why, because he disappeared because, he was very distracted because certain things were happening behind the scenes. Sorry, I'd rather say it like that. Certain things were happening behind the scenes. And, well, Anthony Edwards is a dad. So, congratulations, Anthony Edwards Sr. No, I'm just kidding. Who knows? Anthony Edwards, though. Congratulations. Is it a girl? Is it a boy? What's their name? No idea. And I guess that's his business until that gets out. But, yeah, you know what I mean? Yeah, I'm not all that worried about it. As long as the kid is happy and healthy and treated right, good. Anyhow, Jaden McDaniels, 9 of 11. Talk about an inside job there. 26 points. Amazing. 44 and a half minutes. That's how you play basketball in Jaden McDaniels' world, and I'm very happy. I would like to see that more and more. Anthony Edwards, again, 2 of 11, and again, disappeared at halftime because, yes, Anthony Edwards is a new dad. So, again, continued congratulations there. Nikhil Alexander would get more minutes, so congratulations to him. Monte Morris would continue to play up and down the court. Solid, again, not turning the ball over. His shot was okay. He made half of his shots, 5 points. Nothing super special, but okay. Jordan McLaughlin played about the equivalent of a quarter, right about 12 minutes and 4 assists and one turnover. Dang it, but not bad. Rudy Gobert, outstanding game, 16 points, 16 rebounds. And the, apparently injured Karl-Anthony Towns fouled out. Who knows, maybe something happened during the course of this game. But something along the way, it was like a rough landing, possibly, you know, because that's usually, I think, when a meniscus can happen is maybe like a rough landing and your knee kind of, like the lower part of your leg maybe moves, or the top of it actually, moves forward more than to the back. That's usually when a meniscus happens. It's like, you know, I don't know how to explain it, where ACL is more of like a sideways thing. Where ACL, MCL, that stuff, that's usually a sideways kind of thing, and I'm so sorry to even get into that. Where meniscus, it's like, you know, maybe your upper leg is going forward and your lower leg is not moving as much, and then not funny things happen basically along the way. So something along the lines of that. Jaden McDaniels and Karl-Anthony Towns and Rudy Gobert almost all fouled out of the game, where Carl did, and that did not help the Timberwolves' cause along the way. Jaden McDaniels in foul trouble, that did not help the Wolves' defense during the stretch. And again, Rudy Gobert, again, the two best defenders on the team, had 5 fouls. So they had to obviously play careful down the stretch. Sacramento took advantage and beat Le Timberwolves. Yes, they did. And Malik Monk hit 5 of 8 from outside. It felt like more than that. Only 5 of 8, but still, that's pretty good. Pretty good percentage. And 5 threes are 5 threes. 16 of 29 overall. 39 points for sixth man of the year, I guess, Malik Monk. Sometimes you don't really think about Malik Monk a whole lot, but, well, he played a hell of a game. Sabonis also fouled out for Sacramento, but I guess that was okay because guys like Devion Mitchell as well, to go along with Malik Monk, torched the Timberwolves off the bench for the Sacramento Kings. 7 of 8 for Devion Mitchell. Devion Mitchell. Yep, 7 of 8. 16 of 29 for Malik. Shot the ball quite a bit. 29 attempts for Malik Monk, but again, he was a hot hand. Harrison Barnes has torched the Wolves in the past. He was all right. You know, 14 points. Keegan Murray, 17. So on and so forth. Bullcrap finish to the game, like, unfortunately. It went to OT. The Wolves hung in there with a good fourth quarter as we were losing for the longest stretch. Hung in there, but then just didn't get the job done in the fourth, bottom line. Poor execution in the fourth quarter. Only 5 points to Sacramento's 9, apparently. And the Wolves lost the game. It sucks. It sucks big time. I don't like losing to Sacramento. Come on, man. So, yep. I don't know. Let's move on. It was a very disappointing loss. The Clipper game was even more disappointing. Sunday afternoon. Okay, you know, all right. Some Sunday basketball. Sunday evening, Sunday afternoon, whatever it was, right? You get the idea. Kind of like a, yeah, matinee evening-ish, evening afternoon-ish. Anthony Edwards, better performance here again, so good for him, of course, coming back, obviously, from the whole situation there, and he did start in this game. So Anthony Edwards started in this game, but didn't shoot all too well, still wound up with 27 points, but he started, yeah, because Anthony Edwards would not start in the next game. Yeah, oh yeah, he would not. Sorry. Naz Reid, 0 of 7. Could have used some help there. Could have used a little help here, Naz. Mike Conley, 0 of 4. What the heck, guys? That's 0 of 11 from Conley and Reid. Well, there you go. Well, that does not help the Wolves' chances of winning the game. 0 of 11. That's atrocious. Obviously, the Clippers' defense was good, but the Timberwolves' execution was porous, to say the least, in this game. It was porous execution. And, of course, again, let's, I don't know. It kind of was what it was. You know, the Wolves figured Anthony Edwards, okay, get the easy dunk, foul the Clippers, and then hope for something after that, I guess. But then the foul never came. It was, like, really dumb and lame. Like, that's it, huh? That's all? That's all she wrote? Wow, that's great. Jaden McDaniels follows up his 26-point game with 6 points. That's it. 0 of 4 from outside. Could have used a little help there. Could have used a little help. We could have. 27% for the Wolves from outside. 9 of 33. 38% overall. 31 of 80. 88 bleeping points. And I know the Wolves' defense is their strength more than their offense. But you don't think there's offense on this team? I don't know. That's what I don't understand. The execution should be better. Gobert, another great game. Another super-duper double-double. 16 rebounds again. 3 blocks. Great game by Rudy Gobert, generally speaking. Again, you know, you wish there were more baskets, you know, to be had from Rudy Gobert. Get him the ball in the right time, right place. But, you know, the play is just not always there, unfortunately. And guys want to jack up shots, unfortunately. It's just unbelievable to think Conley and Reed did not make a shot in the game. But Reed at least made 3 free throws, I guess. Conley and Reed didn't make a shot. That's crazy. Monte Morris, well, no assist and no turnovers in 11 minutes. Okay, sure. I guess. McLaughlin did not play in the game. Maybe could have used some help there. But I don't know. Conley, what happened, man? I don't know, but at least he got 7 assists, but 5, 7 rebounds, 5 assists and 3 turnovers. That's not too good either. It's not like we had a bajillion turnovers, but they were, you know, not at a good time, because turnovers are never really at a good time. And as key players, you know, not playing as well as they normally do, that kind of thing. Carl Anthony Towns in foul trouble again, missed a lot of shots. Again, the 3-point attempts were putrid by the Wolves in this game, 27%. Clippers' defense was good, but the Wolves also not making their shots. I mean, the shots are there sometimes. I mean, you can make them. It's not like the Clippers are like, you know, it's not like they put a lid on the rim, even though it felt like it. And again, I'm not sure what the hell happened there in the end. You couldn't even get the foul. Clippers timing their passes perfectly, and the Wolves lose 89-98 in, I don't know, asinine, ball-blowing, cockamamie, ridiculous fashion. Yeah, I need to bring that sound right back. That's pretty much what it was. It's like, seriously? Now we got a back-to-back with Portland. I'm sure Karl Anthony Towns' knee was already sore. I don't think it happened in this game, but who knows? Maybe it did. I don't think so, though. Karl had been struggling for a while, and it was obvious. And only 21 minutes in this one, which tells you again, like, yeah, it's like he's got to take a seat, unfortunately. Anthony Edwards showed up late and only wound up with 13 points. Still played starter minutes, but it was like a couple seconds late pretty much. Because he, quote-unquote, lost track of the time. Chris Finch's response afterward was, you'll have to ask him. So, probably distractions with, you know, being a new dad, blah, blah, blah. It was not a Paul Pierce, bathroom issue or anything crazy like that. Who knows? Who knows what it was at the end of the day, as long as it doesn't keep happening. But Rudy Gobert had an amazing game again. 25 points, 3 blocks, 16 rebounds. Rudy Gobert, amazing night. On a night when we needed help. Conley, much better in this game. 7 assists, 3 steals as well. So that's pretty damn cool. Only 2 turnovers and 19 points as well. Conley, 6 of 13, getting all 5 of his free throws. Rudy Gobert made all 7 of his free throws, as he, earlier in the season, was awful at the free throw line. So, not a good basketball game by any stretch. But, I don't know, good execution when it mattered. I mean, you look at the overall statistics, just the general stats. About 51% from the floor and 40% from outside, you know, 3-point range. It's a pretty good game, you know. It's a pretty good game, yet overall, when you actually watch the game, it's like, huh, you know, that wasn't that good. Wolves' defense wasn't what it normally was. I thought, well, yeah, it was okay. It was, but then we kind of let Portland back in it a bit, kind of that type of thing. The Wolves' defense was fine for a while, but Portland kind of started scorching the net, and good for them, I guess. They hung in the game a lot longer than a lot of us would have liked. But I guess, again, that's how it goes. Dupe Reith, that is a guy from Aussie, apparently. 26 points, mate. 5 of 6. 5 of 6 from outside. Vince Germano saying, I love that guy. Yeah, Yep, Vince Romano off the mic, as we say. You know, it's called Facebook Messenger in our world. Yeah, I hope I'm saying the name correctly, as I heard it during the game. But, yeah, great game. He's from What, mate? Apparently, What? That's kind of funny. W-A-8-E. Played for LSU Duke Reese. That sounds like an Aussie, but he looks more like he's from, like, I don't know, somewhere. I don't know. He looks like he's from the U.S., but no, he's from Aussie. So, all right. 96? He was born in 96? Huh. Really? But, yep, he's a rookie, mate. He's an old rookie, like 28 years old. So, is what it is. Yeah, well, he will be 28 on June 26th at his golden birthday about 2 years ago. So, right around the draft. He's born. Good time to be born, right around the draft, mate. June 26th, classic. Right around the NBA draft, when it's, you know, not during those two crazy years, 20 and 21. We had an NBA draft in November once. Do you realize that, how strange that is? And then July the next year, and then back to June, mate. Ah, wonderful. Back to June. June and the NBA draft. It's like, oh, I just love taking a couple of days off. Watch a basketball draft, a hockey draft, and just go swimming. Mm-mm. There's nothing like that. It's the most wonderful time of the year. I love being able to swim outside. It is unbelievable. But a little distracting, but no, I'm not really that distracted. I mean, Duke Reese is I hadn't really heard of him a whole lot, and good for him, eh? Simons, averaging almost 23 points a game now. Obviously, he was a nice find in the draft by Portland, way back in 18 already. Can't believe it's been that long. Coming out of basically out of high school and G League type of thing. No college for the youngster from Florida, apparently. Yep, 24th pick in the draft. Took a little while to get him going, but man, it's pretty good. Anthony Simons, yep, good player. Nice player. Unfortunately, you know, good numbers on a pretty lousy team. But he's certainly developed into a nice basketball player. He averaged 21 points a game last year as well. So he has missed time, though, off and on throughout his career. His career high in games played is 70. So that's a little bit irritating, to say the least. But, boy, they need him, right? And he's number one, just like the old Anthony Hardaway many years ago. Now I'm babbling again. But, again, intriguing players in the game. I don't know. I mean, it's nice to see. As much as I didn't like the Blazers in the past, I don't know. Sometimes I kind of do like them, too. I mean, I have a soft spot for a team that I dislike in the Blazers. I love their uniforms, their color scheme and everything. It's like, you know, what is it? Just it looks almost like it looks like something. I don't even want to tell you what the logo looks like, but but it does look at the same time. The color scheme and the overall design is nice. That's all I got to say about that. That's why I've always had a soft spot for Portland. The fans can be annoying as hell because it's their only team. So that's kind of why. Like Winnipeg Jets fans in the NHL, it can drive you nuts. But good for them, I guess, being passionate for their team and glad they have a franchise and all that good stuff. And they have an NBA championship, which a lot of other teams can't even brag about, including one of NBA's, one of the absolute basketball mavens or whatever the word is, basketball havens, the Mecca or whatever, the Jerusalem of basketball. Indiana, of all places, has no championships. It's crazy to think about, isn't it? None. One NBA Finals appearance. Minnesota, obviously Minneapolis. We had the Lakers at the beginning. 5 NBA titles. And then to Los Angeles they went, unfortunately. Anyhow, to the Pacer game we go. As this again was, well, we can call this the feature presentation. There's no doubt about that.
And now, our feature presentation.
There is no doubt that it is the feature presentation, laddies. Well, Anthony Edwards, pretty much when the score was 0-0, doing a little crossover. His ankle, his body moves, his ankle gets stuck and twists and stuff. And, oh boy, we just got the news that Carl's out for, he's having surgery and will be reevaluated in a month. Yeah, we just got the news and now Anthony Edwards might have a fairly serious ankle injury. No, I guess he's okay. He's playing. And then crash and burns really hard on the floor, taken off the court, walks off the court again. Lord have mercy. And then the final play of the game looked like he could have had the biggest everything. He could have had a concussion. He could have broke his wrist. He could have had an ACL. He could have broke his ankle. He could have broke his leg. he could have broken ribs. Who knows what could have happened, you know, with that crash to the floor on the final play of the game against Naismith. Yep. Oh, my goodness. I mean, that was unbelievable. And he came out. He got up, jumping up and down. Yeah, the block of the year, basically, pretty much. Not injured. Probably bruised a little bit or something. I mean, I can imagine he's going to have a soft spot or two after that landing. I mean, Jiminy Christmas. He could have broken anything in that one. Could have broken a collarbone, a shoulder, a wrist, ankle, arm, leg. You know what I mean? Like I just said, ACL. Anything could have happened on that play. Terrible concussion, hitting his head on the backboard and maybe on the ground as well. That was the ground must have shook. We're talking big time. Just imagine being a fan around that area, you know, down by the baseline. And he got up and he's okay. 44 points and 2 blocks. And both of those blocks were just unbelievable. And former Minnesota Timberwolves color commentator Quinn Buckner. When you watch the replay on ESPN, because you want to see it and see it and see it and see it. Pardon me, on the ESPN app. And they had the Indiana feed. Quinn Buckner, who unfortunately left the Timberwolves for to be head coach of the Dallas Mavericks for one of the worst seasons in NBA history. And then later on in the 90s became the color commentator for the Indiana Pacers and has been there ever since. 25 years. Amazing. Amazing. Awesome guy. And just, I love that guy. And, you know, I didn't realize he was there, but just the second I heard his voice, even though he's much older now, I mean, we're talking 30 years ago that he was with the Wolves commentator with Kevin Harlan. Unbelievable. I was like, that's Quinn Buckner, isn't it? He did play for Indiana, so the Indiana Hoosiers, so maybe he went back to Indy. Yep, it's him. Because it's like I kind of knew it and then forgot, that kind of thing, you know, because it's been years and years. And you just hear him say, oh, man, just that, oh, man, after that block by Anthony Edwards. He kept going like that. Defensive play. That was really cool. Quinn Buckner, you know, obviously that goes way back to us original Timberwolves fans. That go back to the beginning. And it's classic as well. The Wolves wearing their original jerseys again. I mean, I swear they should rebrand back to the good old days. Raise your hand if you want the Wolves to rebrand back. My hand's up. Anyone else? Come on now. There can't be anybody out there with a hand down. If they are, come on. You know, do you really like this new logo better than the classic one? I don't know. Anthony Edwards with 44 points, though. Looked like Dominique Wilkins out there a bit at times. Looked like maybe Michael at times. Obviously, 35 field goal attempts. That's pretty Michael-like. Yeah. You know, and that's if other people were shooting poorly. He's like, did you see the game? You know, that was a famous line. The Orlando game where he attempted, like, I don't know how many, like 50 shots or something. And it's because everybody else was shooting like 20%. So it's like, did you see the game? He was pissed off at the reporter asking him why so many attempts. Because everybody else was missing. So, and he had a sore wrist, too, at the time, did Michael. That was back in 93. So anyhow, back to where we need to be. Jaden McDaniels lost 6 assists in the game. Pretty entertaining. Kyle Anderson with his first start in the Carl injury era for now. Hopefully it's very short. Fouls out in the game. This was a back and forth, entertaining battle. 3-point shots, driving to the basket. The Wolves offense showed up for the most part in the game. But the defense showed up as well. 113, 111, and defense is what won the game at the end. Both of Anthony Edwards' blocks were literally highlight reels, pardon me. And Rudy Gobert with 3 blocks as well in the game. That was bleeping awesome. Absolutely bleeping awesome. Nikhil Alexander-Walker adding 10 points off the bench. Naz Reid, 13. 15 attempts for Naz Reid. He's been shooting kind of poorly lately. And TJ Warren, former Indiana Pacer, who averaged 19 points a game not that long ago. Very familiar face, very familiar name, but he looks a lot older, though. 7 points, debuting with the Wolves against his former club, signed a 10-day contract with the Wolves. Again, 19 points a game just a few years ago, dating back to, is it 18, 19, I believe? Not even that long ago. And he's not that old, geez. So, not sure, unfortunately, again, probably banged up over the course of time and suddenly became a journeyman after being a very valuable starting player for Indiana. Maybe he'll be with the Wolves the rest of the year, and we could definitely use his offensive capabilities. Good job. Good job. Made a three-pointer, 3 of 5 overall, 7 points in 16 minutes. But an insanely entertaining game. And again, thank God Anthony Edwards got out of there without a terrible injury. Or hopefully he doesn't have any nagging injuries afterward. We don't know. We don't know how many bruises or pulled this or strained that he might have. But holy cow, man. That was scary. Scary. But again, unbelievable defensive effort. With that said, the Lone Wolf Award winner has to be Anthony Edwards, just individually for the Indiana game. Otherwise, Rudy Gobert's strong honorable mention. Amazing week for Rudy Gobert, doing what Rudy Gobert does best, you know, pulling down 15, 16 rebounds, blocking shots, playing great defense, and, you know, getting those close to the basket dunks and such. The Johnny Flynn Memorial might be Carl's knee. No, I don't know. I'm not obviously not trying to rub in at anything whatsoever. I don't know. They're just kind of the Wolves' effort. I don't know. I mean, like, just the general loss versus the Clippers and the way we lost it, and even the Kings, both of those games were super disappointing. I don't know if there's an individual player I really want to rag on in this one. Naz Reid, maybe like a wimpy one, you know, a very wimpy Johnny Flynn Memorial, because he shot terribly this week. Terribly. So I'm going to go with a gentle, very gentle Naz Reid. So sorry, Naz. I don't mean to be rude. I love you. But he shot terribly this week. 6 of 15? What's up with that? The 0 of 7 the other day, like, oof, what's going on? So hopefully, yeah, we're going to need a little help, Naz, especially now. We need it. We need that offensive help from you because Carl's out for a while. So could use that spark plug. With that, we'll take a quick break, come back, and preview the upcoming games. And we are back here on Timberwolves Explosion, segment number 2. Time to preview an upcoming 3 games. Cleveland, the Los Angeles Lakers, and Los Angeles Clippers. So the Timberwolves will be hanging out in Crypto.com arena as Crypto is on an uptrend. Crypto is on a uptrend, a big-time uptrend. Holy cow. It had been a bit dormant, but it would have been a good time to buy the last couple of years or so. They continue to plug Crypto.com and have the link in the show description where you'll have $25 put in your account right away. But yeah, crypto's definitely been on the uptrend. It's been a wonderful week or so. Holy cow. So yes, do click on that link. It'll show that I referred you and you'll have $25 put in your account. And yeah, you can get started today. And the cool part about crypto is that it is, you know, it's open, it's tradable 24/7, 365, unlike the stock market, which I also do dabble in, of course, which has an open and closed type of thing on weekdays. No weekends at all, and it opens and closes on weekdays. So that type of thing. And of course, holidays, it's closed as well. We're at crypto.com 365. So pretty cool. So it's fun indeed. Worth it in my opinion. Have some fun and make some money. Why not? Cleveland Cavaliers, who the heck are they? They're a pretty good team, 40-22. They're pretty good. They did not reach the 40-20 stat like last week. And I would like to ask, where was everybody last week, by the way? It was one of the lowest weeks in, like, I don't know, probably, like, I don't know, a long time. I don't know what happened, actually. Maybe everybody was busy. Maybe the numbers aren't being counted properly. Maybe I should stop looking at the numbers and not care. But, I don't know, it's kind of weird. It's kind of weird that it was that low. Jeez. But maybe it'll catch up. Maybe people are getting caught up still, which is understandable as long as you're still out there, and I hope so. Those of you that do listen to the show, thank you so much. That's all I got to say about that. Rather than bitching and moaning about numbers not being high, thank you, those of you that did listen and do listen regularly. God bless you all very much. And there was a positive rating this past week, and I don't think they wrote a review. I didn't see anything yet, but the statistic there went up, so I really appreciate that. Anyone else out there, please, that does want to help this show, that's a quick and easy way to do it, is to give a 5-star rating on Apple Podcasts or other apps like Spotify that allow you to do so. Really appreciate that. Helps build the algorithms of the show. So now I'm doing it, I guess, a lot earlier in the episode, but what the heck, why not? Minnesota Timberwolves, Donovan Mitchell, 28 points a game. Darius Garland, a guy that Gerson Rosas wanted badly, and I wouldn't have minded either. He's averaging 18 points and 6 assists, basically. Donovan Mitchell's also averaging 6 assists. Chris LeVert is averaging 4.7, as he's bounced a bit originally from Indiana Pacers. He's a pretty good player, and I wouldn't have minded him on the Timberwolves at one point. 14 points a game. He did have a terrible, scary, like, injury type of situation a while back, but he's playing now, and good for him. Dean Wade, not D. Wade, but Dean Wade, averaging 5.5 a game. I think he might have been on the team around the same time. Damian Jones, could he be related to the Damian Jones from before, many years ago, that played for the Vancouver Grizzlies, who I got an autograph from, actually. He wrote DJ John 316. So, yes, obviously a good Christian man, and I agree with that very much so. Jarrett Allen, Mr. 1974, Mr. 1978. I like the look. 16 points, 10.5 rebounds. Evan Mobley, also 10 rebounds a game, the rookie. I do believe 15.5 points there. So good job, Evan, kicking some of your toxins. Is he a rookie? I think so, right? No, he's not a rookie. I said, man, they've been that long already? 2 years? Yeah, he was a very high pick. Yeah, Cleveland wasn't as good at the time. And apparently he's injured with the ankle situation. It's Evan Mobley. It's been that many years already? I don't know. I'm weird. Anyhow, I apologize. Let's get to where we need to go here. This will be in Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse. Rolls right off your tongue. RMF. All right. Montemorris hamstring. That's great. That's just wonderful. That's great. Carl Anthony Towns, yep, meniscus. Jalen Clark, Achilles, still recovering from the last college season or whatever, and all that from the Achilles there. Tristan Thompson, who helped the Cavaliers win a championship years ago, suspension. Evan Mobley, ankle, like I just said, and Max Strauss, knee. Those are all of recent proportions there. Offense, Timberwolves are 19th. Cleveland is 16th. Pardon me. Wolves are 10th in rebounds. Cleveland is 8th. Field goal percentage, Wolves are 9th, and the Cavs are 13th. Three-point percentage, Wolves are 3rd in the league. Cavaliers, 17th. Turnovers, Wolves are 22nd. Yikes. In terms of, like, yeah, the higher, the worst, that kind of thing. 22nd, Cleveland 14th. Assisted turnover ratio 22nd for the Wolves, Cleveland 6th. Block shots, Wolves 6th. Thank you, Anthony Edwards, this past week. And 18th for the Cavs. Steals, Wolves are 13th, and the Cavs are 13th. The series has not been played yet. This is finally the opener of the season. And then Friday, March 22nd, will be the rubber match. We'll see how things go. Wolves are 3-2 in our last 5. Cavaliers 2-3 in their last 5 for some reason. Michael Jordan and the Bulls beating Craig Elo here. 132-123. Detroit Pistons, yeah, they beat them. Excuse me, I was going to say. They beat the Pistons 110-100. Those were both on the road in Detroit and Chicago, respectively. Hosting the Knicks, 107-98 loss. New York and then Boston, who whooped up on a certain Golden State team who had been red hot lately. What did Boston win by? 50-plus? I mean, that was... That put a smile on my face. Too bad that didn't happen in Game 4 or 5 in the NBA Finals. Sons of biscuits. They could have really, you know, I'm still mad about that one. I'm not kidding. They beat, the Cavaliers beat Boston 105-104. That was on national TV. And then, I think it was, yeah, ESPN, yep. And then Atlanta, because, yeah, yesterday, it's Thursday, that's TNT. Anyhow, Atlanta loss, classic, like, 80s type of vibe, Cavs and Hawks, classic, 112-101, loss by the Cleveland Cavaliers. Now that I've dragged that out long enough, the Cavaliers are in second place and only a half game behind Doc Rivers, this big mouth, and the Milwaukee Bucks, 40-22, great record, honestly, but they did not reach the 40-20 type of thing. They did not win 40 games before they lost 20, where the Wolves did, which puts us in pretty awesome territory. Anthony Edwards is now averaging 26.4 a game. Just thought I'd bring that out after that 44-point effort. This one's in Cleveland. I don't know. Cleveland's not playing so well lately. I would like to believe the Wolves can get a sweep this week. I want them to do it. You don't know how much. You don't know how much I want the Wolves to sweep. This is tonight in Cleveland, classic. It is a back-to-back. Who knows how banged up Anthony Edwards is. So that's a little scary. This could be an ugly week, actually. This could be a great week, and it could be an ugly one. Very ugly. Could go 1-2. Might even... let's not think about that other record. I don't even want to think about it. The Wolves have not lost 3 in a row, I don't believe, this whole season. But we've had a few back-to-backers. Let's not lose 3 in a row, okay? Please. in the playoffs, that means you're pretty much dead. In fact, it usually does. Like, you're up 2-1, and then, boom, you're out in 6 games. That's bull crap. It's happened so many times. The Wild and the Wolves. I'm a little bit worried about this one, honestly. Even though Cleveland's not been playing well, I'm a little worried about this whole week. I think the Wolves can beat the Lakers and Clippers. Absolutely. Well, spoiler alert, I think the Wolves definitely beat the Clippers, no matter if it's in crypto.com or what. I think so. I think they'll get revenge on that one. I think the Wolves match up well with the Clippers, and they're going to come in focused for that one. Cleveland and L.A., I'm a little worried, though. A little bit. It's the NBA Finals that never happened. Everybody hoped for that, and it just never happened. It was funny. I don't know. Damn it, I'm going back and forth on this one. I think the Wolves drop this one. Damn it. I hope not. Please. Yep, that would be our 20th loss, unfortunately, of the year. I hope not. Please don't lose this game. But I got a feeling that the Wolves drop this one. I got a crappy feeling. Oh, man. I'm having a hell of a time. Are we going to beat the Lakers? Are we going to beat the... Yeah, okay. I guess the Wolves do drop this one. I'd like to come out and say 3-0 or whatever, but I don't know. I mean, it could be a 1-2 week. You never know. The Timberwolves will beat the Clippers. I'm taking way too long. No, the Timberwolves will not beat the Clippers. Final score is going to be one. It's going to be lower scoring, kind of annoying. Yep, like 105-100, one of those type of games. Not sure how banged up Anthony Edwards is. A little bit worried about that. Leading scorer in the game probably will be Anthony Edwards, but only like 22 or something. I got a feeling it's any one of those weird ones. Los Angeles on Sunday night on ESPN. Cool. 8:30 on Sunday night. I like that. That's fun. Something to look forward to. LeBron James, 25 a game. Good for him. Anthony Davis, Achilles. Oh, well. Yeah, but, well. Okay, that's interesting. Wow. LeBron James ankle and Cam Reddish ankle. Kind of important players, Anthony Davis and LeBron James. So will they play in the game? I'm guessing LeBron will. Anthony Davis, is he out for the year? I didn't hear anything about that. Apologize for my ignorance. That's interesting. They're not really talking about it. I'm confused. It must be like more precautionary. Probable. Okay, so forget it. So it's like probable. He's probably what it's like. Well, watch out. Watch out. That thing blows. You're flipped. And Anthony Davis might not be the same player when he comes back because he's a little older now. So, I mean, remember some of those other guys like Patrick Ewing and such, even Dominique Wilkins. You know, it's really sad. Interesting. Okay, so I guess he's probable. That's why there isn't like a big old story like, oh boy, that's the end of him. The Wolves will beat the Los Angeles Lakers. Obviously, if we don't win, I think it'd be more because of Anthony Davis going off. Like, LeBron is what he is, but if Anthony Davis contributes and has a huge game, then the Wolves do not win. But I will pick the Wolves to win the basketball game. Rudy Gobert is going to be a huge factor, I think. Believe it or not, Jade McDaniels, Conley, guys like that. It's going to be kind of a team type of game. The Wolves win the game, final score of 115-110. 5-point game again. Closer game, but the Wolves do get the win. And then I'll look at the Lakers a tiny bit more. Not too much longer here. Damn it. I messed it up. I shouldn't have done that. I messed it up by clicking on Evan Mobley. But that's okay. It's easily fixed. Lakers are 10th in points, 22nd in rebounds. Well, there you go. 3rd in field goal, though. Shoot. 11th in threes. 7th in assists. 6th in assist to turnover ratio. But 20th in turnovers, 10th in blocks, 11th in steals. LeBron leads the club in scoring. Anthony Davis right behind him, basically both at about 25 a game. Anthony Davis does average 12 rebounds a game and 2.5 blocks. And apparently it's more of like a maybe precautionary type, like hopefully it's okay with that Achilles sore or something. Watch out. D'Angelo Crazy Russell's averaging 17 points a game. I'm surprised, actually, in 6 assists. I guess that's about the same as most of the time. Cam Reddish, I was a big fan a while back. He's not done a whole lot. Dinwiddie's kind of playing a role there with the Lakers. I'm guessing it's going to grow as the season progresses, but it's only 5 points a game so far. Jared Vanderbilt's missed a ton of time. I don't know if he's out for the year or what the story is there. I forget if he has a terrible injury, because I know he's been out forever, so it's unfortunate. But the Wolves will win the game, like I said. Let's move on. The Lakers, okay, 3-2. Lakers 3-2 in their last five, including beating the Clippers, the Washington Wizards in close games, losing to Denver by 10, beating Oklahoma City by 12. Impressive. And losing to Sacramento by 10. So kind of up and down-ish by the Lakers. I think the Wolves will win. The Clipper game, I think the Wolves win that one as well. I think it's the Cavs game that gives us trouble tonight, unfortunately. But we'll see. We shall see. I do think the Wolves get revenge on the first place Los Angeles Clippers in a close kind of game again. I think they're going to, Wolves are going to have a bit of a tough one this week. Clippers are 10th in points, just like the Lakers. 21st in rebounds, 4th in field goal percentage, number 2 in 3-point percentage, 21 in assists, 9th in turnovers, 11th in assist to turnovers, 16th in blocks, and 6th in steals. Kawhi Leonard is averaging 24 a game. 4 assists, 6 rebounds, 2 steals, and a block for your guy, Kawhi Leonard. James Harden, yeah, he didn't even make a field goal, by the way, in the previous game. That's something, but I know that's been out there everywhere, so that's probably why I didn't even mention it, because it's like I've heard it about 50 times, but it still is a stat that's like, what the hell, man? And we still lost. Yeah, so, but I do think the Wolves do get revenge in this game and end up winning the game. Clippers are 3-2 in their last 5. They beat Houston by 6, lost to Milwaukee by 7, beat Minnesota by 1. Ugh, those were all on the road, by the way. Crushed Washington at home 140-115 and lost to the LA Lakers, their cross arena rivals, 116-112. Crypto.com. Arena. So, yes, we will be staying in the same building and playing the two different teams, which again is amazing considering, but it must be one heck of a building to be able to house the Clippers and the Lakers and the Kings, but must be. It also shows there's not a whole lot of space for large buildings in LA at this point. There probably isn't, actually. There probably isn't. That's probably one of the reasons. And they are able to build a masterpiece to figure things out. Now, about 20-some years ago, building that, as Shaq called it, big frickin' building. Because it was. The Timberwolves will win the basketball game, though. Final score, something along the likes of 118-110. The Wolves will beat the Clippers by 8. Anthony Edwards with 40. I think it's a nice comeback by the Wolves. And they get the job done and beat the Clippers in Staples Center. Make a little bit of a statement and win both of the games in Staples Center / Crypto.com Arena. And the Wolves get the job done. With that, we'll take a quick break and come back for some fan interaction. Are you looking for a really nice Timberwolves-related Facebook page out there with cool fans and a wonderful host? Well, look no further than Wolfpack from Flip to Finch, hosted by Scott Doherty. He does a great job. Scott Doherty's an awesome guy. And the fan base on there, obviously passionate about the Wolves, but also respectful of other people's opinions regarding the team. Check out the page. It's awesome. Wolfpack. From Flip to Finch. We are back here on Timberwolves Explosion, segment number 3 in Fan Interaction, and it's alive again. Fan Interaction is alive again, and I'm so happy. I really am. At TWolvesEX, and the Instagram is Timberwolves_Explosion. Timberwolves_Explosion, and both of these will be in the show description. So at least you have an idea where to go with that. I'm a little delayed here, pardon me. But the fan interaction is back and alive again, and I really, you don't know how much I appreciate it. And yeah, I'm glad I kind of helped. Well, yeah, like I finally got the idea to like do the same thing I do with Brave the Wild, put out a bat signal, like, you know, give you guys some, you know, like, you know, give you guys a bat signal, like, hey, you know, say something, you know, what do you think of the Wolves list this week or whatever, this game. So really appreciate you guys jumping on board. TJ Warren, I'm going to follow that. Yeah, it is him. Follow that Twitter there. Okay, so anyhow, thank you, Tanae, out of New Zealand, and Vince Germano, out of Australia, for retweeting the most recent episode. And Tanae posts something for the Timberwolves. He's sharing it where the Timberwolves say, hope that NBA admin is writing the essay this morning. Interesting. Yep. Timberwolves, Tenney says, Tenney Brown says, it's great to see the Wolves PR having a go at the NBA. Been disrespected all season as the number one seed in the West. Yeah, it seems like everybody's just kind of blowing us off. And I'll admit, I disrespected Denver last year, and probably a lot of people did, and they won the title. Hopefully the Wolves do the same this year, as it's obviously still very much possible. Randy Shaver, okay, this, yep, he says, personal news, thank you for 40-plus incredible years. Yep, cool. Randy Shaver, of course, Care 11, locally, Twin Cities. Benzo out of the Bronx, not locally Twin Cities, right? Just teasing you. Benzo out of the Bronx says, that was a great game. That'd be the Indiana. Wasn't that a feature presentation or what? That was a great game, the block. TG up the block. That's like literally what that was at the end. And again, thank God Anthony Edwards didn't get injured three times in that game. TJ looked good. Everyone stepped up. We need games like that to push us through tough times, especially with Cat out now. Speedy recovery for Cat, but don't rush back. Yeah, we might be in for a treat. Yep, we might be in for a treat. I really hope so. That was a great thoughts there. Thank you so much. Tanae again jumping in says, the town's news was a bit of a gut punch. Naz Reid will need to step up a lot for us to make any noise in the playoffs. Anthony Edwards is an absolute star. Yeah, yep, absolutely. And Reid, yeah, it's sad because this week he shot poorly. So hopefully that's gonna kind of come back to where what we know he can do. He's capable of putting in 20 points any given night, Naz Reid, with his good shooting and such, and attacking the basket as well. It's not obviously just launching threes or anything, but yeah, attacking the basket like Naz Reid is wont to do. Levi Brown, jumping on board, says, I didn't watch the game. Well, dang it. No, I'm kidding. I didn't watch the game, but saw and highlights from it. Incredible height on that block. Wasn't that something? Hopefully the Cat injury doesn't hurt too much, and he can make it back for the playoffs. Absolutely. It's like there's a reply there. And, oh, yeah, Tanae says, interesting that Naz wasn't promoted to a starter. Yeah, it is interesting. The only logic I could think of is, like, the whole spark plug type of thing. Because it's like, yep, maybe there wouldn't be a whole lot going on from the, you know, coming in from the bench if they did that, where maybe they see Naz as more of a spark plug, but maybe a bigger role as a spark plug than even before now. That must be what it is. Like, you kind of have the defensive approach first with a guy who's been pretty disappointing this year in Kyle Anderson, but that must be what it is. I guess, kind of like starting Doug West instead of, years ago, when the Wolves would start Doug West over, like, Chris Carr or whatever. Yeah, not that Chris Carr was a great player, but he did have offensive capabilities. And Doug West is more of a defensive player later in his career. And, Doug West, yep, God bless him, one of the original Timberwolves and a true survivor in the NBA. Absolutely. So, I need to try to find him and talk to him sometime. I like Doug West, it was a shame. It was such a shame when we traded him. Obviously, Anthony Peeler was quite a spark plug at the time, but it was kind of, did feel like the Wolves did him wrong a little bit. Like my brother at the time called it kicking him when he's down. And I agreed with my brother on that one in a big way. So, yeah, really appreciate the interaction. That was great. Thank you. Tanae, Levi, Benzo. Awesome. Awesome. And then Vince out in the background talking about the Portland Center. Yeah, he's wonderful, isn't he? So he's definitely got some potential. He's like an older rookie, but he's doing a damn good job. Nice start to his career at age 27, turning 28. Duke Reith. I hope I'm pronouncing it correctly. As again, I heard it during the game, but now not hearing it, that type of thing. But he's from what? I get a kick out of that. That is funny. That is a... I'm going to look that up real quick. Like, why not? Right here on the fly. What? Or is he from Texas? He's not from Texas, is he? I thought he was from Australia. Yeah, he is, right? Oh, you stink. Yeah? You suck. Okay, it's not showing it. Who knows? Maybe I'm completely ignorant here. But, yeah, I mean, Reith, that obviously sounds Australian. So, anyhow, I'm a goofball. So, maybe fill me in some more, Vince, behind the scenes, if you could. And what's whereabouts and such, like his story, if you can. That's really strange. Anyhow, I'm very confused. Who knows? But, maybe tell me a little more about his story, if you could. I'm going to... actually jump in. Sorry for the delay here. I apologize. Where'd he go? Where was all that? My apologies. I'm going crazy here. Yep, is it because he's an Aussie? So he's definitely Aussie. Yeah, Abdul Breeze, man, I love that kid. Yes, sir. You know I've told you about him before. Okay, yeah, I think you did. Yep, Vince, it was a while back and he was teasing me and all of that. And then I stupidly changed the conversation, but that's on my part. I didn't mean to do that, just kind of other... We probably just jumped into other conversations and such. But, yep, so he's definitely an Aussie and looks awesome. With that said, we're going to sign off for this week. Thank you so much for listening. Please do again with the positive 5-star ratings if you could on whatever app you use for listening to the show, if they allow you to do so. Greatly appreciated for just to build up the algorithms and even liking the quote-unquote videos on YouTube. They're audio only, but it's like the image, so it counts as a video, I guess, that type of thing. So if you could do that, obviously, otherwise, you know, the... something's going on. Okay, sorry. Sorry for leaving that on. I had to leave it on for a different purpose. But, YouTube Music is like the new app now that's out there. It's going to ultimately replace Google Podcasts. So if you like to do that. The Wild made another trade. Yep, you know, small end trade. But, yeah, we'll talk about that on Brave the Wild coming up. Not super surprising with the player traded away. Big guy Pat Maroon, unfortunately. But it is what it is. We'll jump on board next week. Hopefully the Timberwolves have a strong week against these LA clubs. And maybe they beat Cleveland tonight, and we'll see. Maybe the Wolves do go 3-0. Nice little 4-game win streak. Think positively, eh? And, speedy recovery to Karl-Anthony Towns. And, again, Anthony Edwards, stay healthy, please, please, and please.